The positive community case, a woman in her 20s, works at A to Z Collections on High Street. Anyone who went there between 10:30 in the morning and 6:30 at night on Sunday, Monday or Wednesday has been asked to isolate, get tested and stay isolated until they receive a negative result. Our reporter Jean Bell's been speaking to nearby businesses, including Bobby, who owns and runs the Shelf Cafe.
Yeah, that's kind of short for the class. They're really close here. We will try to get waiting on the more information from the government, see what they're going to say. If we have to close, we will close. And, yep.
Has it been quieter than usual today?
Yes, yeah. We're just open, but we're going to say, yeah.
And what's the business community like?
We know some of the business around. We know some of the people around us here. It's very close, very close community.
Jared Swartz at Chuffed Cafe says he was not nervous about opening up this morning.
It's crazy. It's like literally 10 doors up, I think. So close to home, but we all just need to, look after each other and see what we can do. The fact that we haven't had that many cases has been a positive. And also the owner's been super helpful with dropping off masks and that kind of stuff. So we all kind of feel safe and in the workplace. We haven't had a huge amount of people coming in as well, which means that people are actually staying at home and like listening to guidelines and stuff. So that's also a good thing.
Well, let's cross now to Jean, who's at a pop-up testing centre just off High Street in central Auckland. Hi there, Jean. How is the centre going this morning? Are they up and running yet?
Hi, Susie. So the testing centre hasn't opened yet, but there's a line of about 10 or 12 people already. It's due to open at 8:30, so there has been a couple of people waiting around for about 20 minutes or so. So there definitely are people out here who are keen to get tested this morning.
You've been out talking to people, as we heard there. What are people making of the situation?
I think it's quite a shock, but at the same time, maybe, it's just a shock because it's so close. But then we are in this environment where COVID is, an imminent threat. So I think it is a shock, but as we just heard, businesses are just waiting to hear from the government on what steps to take next.
You've been down to High Street, seen the shop that the woman who's the confirmed case worked at. What's going on there this morning?
So the lights are off, the doors are shut, there's no sign of life inside. It looks like it'll be totally shut up today.
Is there any likelihood of any of these other stores on High Street not opening?
It's hard to say at this point, but I wouldn't rule it out. High Street has been really dead this morning. It's been a bit like a ghost town. So come 9 o'clock, that's when we'll see whether other stores will be opening or not.
And as for people who are on public transport, walking around in downtown Auckland this morning, what's going on with the mask use? Are people wearing masks?
Not as many as we'd like to see. I think, about 1 in 5 people, I would say, have been, I've seen wearing masks. And that kind of more people that are on public transport have been wearing masks. But overall, it is a bit of a lackluster response, I'd say. So hopefully people get that message and start wearing those masks if they're in the CBD and indeed anywhere in Auckland.
Thank you very much, our reporter Jean Bell there.